This is Financial Home Stretch with David Pilatus from Senior Advantage. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Financial Home Stretch is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Financial Home Stretch.
Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Financial Home Stretch. I am your host, David Pilatus, with Managed Wealth Advantage. I hope everyone's having a good day, including my co-host, Tony Shore.
I am having a great day. You and I'll tell you what, you get two guys our age talking about medical issues.
Oh, boy.
And you got me going before the show. We're starting the show late today because we got off on a tangent. I take full credit. I take full blame, though.
Well, I'm gonna let you take that blame. But in truth, it's again our age. I used to joke all the time because I would ask an older person, "How are you doing?"
Whoops. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is they will tell you how they're doing. And that's kind of how we started today, too.
It is.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, let me tell you. Oh, boy. Here we go.
We went into it, didn't we? Oh, man. I never thought I'd become that person because I had always dread, like, oh, my gosh, you know, Aunt Irma's going to tell me about her.
Whatever. Know. Yeah.
The gout or whatever's going on over there.
Well, you know. And typically it's just TMI, a lot of it, you know.
Yeah, it is TMI. And what you and I were talking about to the average person would be TMI. I think we're old friends.
Oh, yeah. So we're not going to talk about your recent colonoscopy. We'll leave that
out of the podcast. Nice. Do you want me to take I got a soundbite here of you I can play. Oh. I recorded.
Yeah. Which is hilarious when you think about it. It is funny, but.
No, it's not. I do have some, we do have some outtakes of David, and it's, no, they're not bad. They're just taken out of context.
Yes.
There's no foul language or anything. You're a nice guy. You keep it clean, but you do make statements, and I took one out of context, but it was a very serious thing you were talking about. Probably shouldn't have done that. But.
Well, I liked it. I thought it was funny. Because, you know, that's the thing is that happens also as we age, is that things that we would normally classify as not funny about ourselves when we get older and with all of our issues with health, yeah, we can talk about it and laugh because, you know what? My dad always said, getting older is not for wimps. And he's right.
It isn't. No.
It's just not for wimps. Because we're going to have things.
Things will happen. But you and I are doing pretty good overall.
Yeah,
we can't complain. It's nothing serious, at least for the most part. I mean, obviously, you've had your ongoing battles and treatments. So hopefully that's good. But you're doing well. So I think that's great. You look great, as always.
Thanks. Well, you know, we learned something from all of the things that happen to us in life. And I think that's important. I still say to my boys, because that's one thing that, you know, I've discovered as well is that you never stop being a parent. But one of the things that I share with them that's wisdom are some of the experiences I've had in my life that have been difficult that we've overcome. And that, I think, gives them, you know, hope, you know, moving forward. Well, you know,
sure.
we can handle that. So, yeah. And having kind of segued into we can handle that. I think today's topic is important. We're going to tackle something that typically could hit close to home for many, and that is what to do if you get laid off prior to retirement, typically, you know, within a 5-year window of retirement, because it's happening, isn't it, Tony, a lot here now with the way things are going. Yeah. AI seems to be, you know, part of the catalyst that's driving that.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. And, you know, we hear the big fear mongering, like AI is going to take everybody's jobs. But we see it start to happen. I mean, it is happening out there. I know a number of companies have started to lay off the big companies, you know, Meta or whoever. Oh, yeah, we laid off 1,000 people from this job, or Amazon or Microsoft. In the tech sector, we've seen some layoffs. And you'd think, wait, AI, tech sector. sector should be hiring. Well, they are hiring for certain jobs, and a lot of companies have offset it by repositioning people. But then there's certain workers in certain fields that are just, you know, gone. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So what we're going to talk about today is 9 steps to take if you're laid off within 5 years of retirement. And this is from an article that came out recently in U.S. News and World Report. And so I thought, you know what, let's just tackle this thing, you and me, and see where we go with it. I think, you know, if this were to happen to you, the very first thing is that I would caution you to do is what I refer to as pump the brakes. Okay. You know, slow down your spending, obviously. I mean, you know, if you don't have the income coming in, you know, the very first thing we need to look at is, okay, where can we stop spending, you know, kind of slow down the outflow.
Cut spending.
Yeah. You know, expenses, those kinds of things. So
yeah.
I would say that's probably the first thing that we want to.
Yeah, and that's kind of an obvious one, but you need to do it. You need to be aware, because every dollar saved is, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's one of those times, too, where you might want to consider, you know, contacting a financial service professional like myself, you know, and just say, hey, what are some of the things that, you know, that we can cut back on, you know, until we decide or make a decision, I should say.
Sure.
Make a decision on what's next.
You know? Number one is pump the brakes on spending. What's number two?
Well, I would say that the second step is to consider, where are we going to replace some of that income?
Oh, okay.
You know, it's, and I think some people will say, well, you know, I've got my, my 401k, you know, maybe that's a place that, that I can go and look at, possibly, you know, replacing income. But that's, again, one of those things that we want to give some consideration to, because let's be clear, if you're not 59 and a half, that could be something that,
sure,
could be a penalty.
Yeah. So in other words, if people get laid off, they might look at, okay, I've got a lump sum in my, you know, 401k or my retirement accounts or my IRA. Maybe I can use that while I look for a new job or while I figure things out. But boy, if you're not 59 and a half, you might want to think twice, because you might have there's a penalty, right?
Yeah, a 10% penalty. I mean, there are ways to avoid that penalty, but
sure.
Let's be clear. You're going to ring a bell that you can never unring. You know, you're gonna lock yourself into a period of time that you obviously won't be comfortable with.
Well, yeah, you're no longer putting money into that account, and you're pulling money out. And if the market would happen to be down at all during the time you're pulling money out, you're gonna really deplete your retirement savings quick.
Yep. And so, you know, so that would be, you know, step two is to sit down and understand what your monthly expenses are, and, you know, how long you can last, you know, before you make a decision that is going to be permanent.
Sure.
So those are some things to give some consideration to. Number three is to consider your income options. And I think we've talked a little bit about that, you know, the 401k, that kind of thing. That is definitely, though, one of those situations where you're going to want to talk to a financial professional, because you need to understand how that those withdrawals from your retirement account are going to affect income and retirement. Because let's remember, we're within 5 years of retirement. That's what that money was earmarked for, was for retirement. So. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we want to give consideration to. If you're at least 55 at the time you're laid off, you may be able to pull money from that 401k, like I mentioned earlier, by doing what's called a SEP, an SEPP. We used to call this a 72T, but that's where you're going to take equal and periodic payments from that account. So something to give consideration to. But we need to throw one more thing in there as far as, you know, the income part of it goes.
Yeah.
I would say step four is looking at Social Security. But again, remember that, you know, so let's say you start claiming Social Security at 62.
Sure.
What we want to look at is how that is going to permanently reduce your monthly benefit from Social Security, especially if retirement included a plan of taking that later. For example, if we were born between 1960 and 1960 or later, our full retirement age is going to be age 67. And then of course, between 67 and 70, that benefit's going to grow at 8% per annum. So
wow.
That could be important not only to you in retirement, but it could be important to your spouse.
Right. It impacts your spouse because if you pass, your spouse is going to collect the larger of the two, whether it's theirs or yours. Mm-hmm. And if you filed early, you locked in a lower amount. And so they're not going to necessarily get as much as if you'd rolled up. But, you know, some people just don't have a choice, though. If there's no other income coming in, you may have to file for Social Security when you can get. You might have to take it when you can get it as early as 62. But again, it's a greatly reduced benefit. There are a lot of different scenarios, but it all depends on your situation. I wouldn't make that decision without talking to somebody like yourself, especially if you lost your job. Should I start taking Social Security? Well, maybe not if you're planning on going back to work full time or even with a pretty good paying part-time job, because then Social Security, they withhold some of it if you're making too much money. So there's a lot to be considered here, especially for somebody who's trying to navigate, like you said, navigate a late career layoff or, you know, loss of job.
Well, and the other thing to give consideration to is, you know, typically if we're employed, our employer is participating, you know, in our health coverage.
Yes, health care is a big one, isn't it?
And so we get laid off. Now, that could mean hundreds of dollars, you know, several hundred dollars more a month in an expense related to your health care.
Yep.
Which is another reason why you want to make sure that this this all works together. For example, you get laid off. What are my health care options at this point? And for most, you know, who have been separated from employment, what they're looking at is the Affordable Health Care Act is a possibility.
Sure.
The Affordable Health Care Act is I don't like using that word because frankly it's not affordable. But
and it's become less affordable. I mean, the prices have gone up. The supplement, you know, they used to supplement it more than they do now.
Right.
But even then, it wasn't cheap, and now it's not cheap. It may be less than COBRA. COBRA is not great either. There are real limited options for healthcare coverage and health insurance. Especially if you're older, you need to have healthcare coverage. But if you're not yet 65, you don't have that. And if you're no longer on your work plan, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, aren't you?
Well, you are. And you know, we started this this whole conversation talking about healthcare. One of the things that you need to give consideration to, and again, another reason to sit with a financial professional who understands, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act and how that's going to affect you is when we're looking at the Affordable Health Care Act, the qualification for subsidies, which can greatly reduce the actual true cost of your premium, is not subject to your assets. So you could have $1 million in your 401k. Okay. That's not going to count against you for to be able to get benefits. But
it's taxable income that you have coming into your checking account each and every month.
Right. So if you start taking distributions though from that 401k to supplement, that could affect your ability to receive to have your premium supplemented through the subsidies.
Or subsidized, yeah.
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 And that so you want to look at that because frankly, I can give you an idea. In our area, a 60-year-old without subsidies making, say, $150,000 a year, I mean, you're looking at a premium between $1,500 and $2,000 a month. Ouch.
For health insurance.
For health insurance, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's outrageous. It's gone up exponentially. I mean, we could do a whole show on the issues with healthcare and how to cover healthcare costs, but that is one of the things. It is one of the steps you need to take is, you know, hopefully look at your healthcare situation and figure something out, the best possible case scenario.
Well, so then the decision, I guess, in step four is to make a real decision about what comes next. If you're thinking maybe you're going to go back to work, or if this is actually early retirement, that's a decision that needs to be made. So, you know, that's one of those things that you're going to need to decide because, again, most of the choices that are out there are going to be one that is permanent. That is,
yeah.
Once you ring that bell or once you cash that first Social Security check, you are locked in stone.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Once you file for Social Security, you're locked into that amount and that's not something you can undo. So, you know, if you're going back to work, you need to consider that. Or is it early retirement? Yeah. Either way, like you said, it's better to know than to assume, right?
Yep. Absolutely. So, and then six, I think this is kind of unusual, but the article points it out, and I absolutely agree, is, you know, to reach out to your network. That is to say, is it reach out to old colleagues, former managers, people you've worked with years ago who may be in a position to make a referral.
Yeah.
And maybe you're thinking, yeah, I can go back to work. And this is one of the things I think that becomes difficult for someone who's been laid off. I think there's a sense of a stigma of, oh, I'm unemployed. I don't want people to know anything about that, you know, because, hey, look, let's be clear. You were laid off. You weren't fired for cause. This is just a step that's going, you know, this is one of these things that's happening in your life. So get out there, you know, update your LinkedIn profile, you know, talk to people that you know that are in the industry and because opportunities
no matter how you, no matter how or why you lose a job, you know, it can happen to anyone at any given time for any reason. So it's nothing to feel bad about. In fact, put the word out. Say, hey, looking for a new position, looking for a new job, you know, and, you know, consulting or whatever. That's one possibility. A lot of people consult and headed back to work. It's not impossible to find work. I know, you know, people have been told all the time it gets harder as we get older. It can be. There can be some ageism out there. But you know what? One of the biggest, fastest growing segment of workers and people being hired are seniors.
Yeah. Well, experience, I think, goes a long way. And that is take us to step seven, which is your approach for an interview, which, you know, if you've been employed for 20 years with the same company and now all of a sudden you got to go out and interview, you know, maybe you need some direction on how that interview should go. Because one of the things that the article points out that I agree with is older job seekers, they walk into these interviews, you know, leading with nostalgia, you know, start talking about things like, well, I remember when, you know,
and back in my day.
Yeah, I think the better approach is that, you know, I'm not stuck in the past. I am ready to move forward. I'm looking forward to new opportunities, those kinds of things. And so keep that in mind, you know, when you're out there and, you know, shaking or rattling the bushes, whatever the case may be. Step eight is also to call your friends, you know, because until we talk to them and the people that we're close with, we don't know. They may have an opportunity that.
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
And it ties back in with what you said earlier, networking. I mean, leaning on friends and family for encouragement and perspective. That's not weakness. It's wisdom. I mean, you'll find people who have been through something similar. I think more than you expect. So take advantage of that, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it is timing sometimes. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you get a call and you're not interested and you know, hey, you hang up or somebody approaches, hey, no, I'm not interested. And then all of a sudden you get that call and you know what? The moment was right.
Yeah.
And this might be one of those times where, hey, the moment is right. So, and then of course, what are we at nine? I think probably this is my favorite part. This is where you get to take some time because, you know, you have some. If you're not going to work 8 or 10 hours a day or whatever the case may be, you know, maybe you have a severance package or you've got some saved dollars where you can literally intentionally take some time, take a breath, give yourself permission to do that.
Yeah.
And just take stock in what the next chapter is. You know, just say, hey, where do I want to be? You know, what do I want to do? Because this is the next chapter of your life. Mm-hmm. You've heard the expression, and it usually comes from guys our age, you know, hey, 60, you know, is the new 40.
Well, sure it is.
Yeah, and I believe that. And not just because I'm over 60.
I believe it because it turns out I turned 40 this year then.
Yeah, you did. You just barely had a return for it. This is the 20th anniversary of your 40th year, Tony. Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Can't believe it's been that long since my 40th birthday, but yes.
So there is, you know, there is that whole list that we want to go through, but before we make a decision that could permanently impact our future, and I say future, I mean some of those decisions are lifelong, some of them can last many, many years, you definitely want to know how that decision is going to affect you presently and long term. And that's mm-hmm. what a financial professional can help you do, especially when it comes to Social Security or looking at drawing money from retirement plans. You want to know how that's going to impact you long term before you pull that trigger. You know, if I can use that as an expression, you definitely want to know, because once that trigger's been pulled, in many cases, mm-hmm. there's no looking back. There's no changing it, even if you wanted to. So exhaust everything and then make a decision based on real numbers.
And if you have questions, pick up the phone and call David Pilatus.
Absolutely.
Right?
So you can reach us, you know, here at the office. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone number here is 435-986-9222. Again, I'll repeat that, 435-986-9222. Get on my calendar. We can Zoom it. And by the way, I'm getting pretty good at Zoom for a 60-plus-year-old guy.
awesome.
We can Zoom it. Go to our website. Lots of information out there that you may find helpful. That's managedwealthadvantage.com. So managedwealthadvantage.com. And again, lots of resources out there. We'd love to hear from you. You can schedule an appointment there at our website. But this is an important topic because, again, I think we're going to see more and more of this situation in the coming years. I mean, currently and in the coming years. You know, the government has laid off a lot of people.
Yeah, they laid off a lot of people late last year, early this year, and or earlier last year. And then, you know, between AI, you're right, government layoffs and AI have really, you know, we've seen this rise. We're probably going to see it rise a little more as things, anytime new technology happens, you know. Right.
Yeah. And industry changes, you know, you and I've seen industry change, you know, it used to be, you went to work for the same company and you were there for 40 years and that doesn't happen often anymore. So anyway, it's an opportunity to get, the answers that you need, to make a decision if you fall into that situation, or if you have a friend or a relative or someone close to you that's in that situation. You know, share that information with them and let's make certain that they get the right foot forward and have their answers to their questions before they make that decision. So again, give us a call here at the office, 435-986-9222. Again, 435-986-9222. Look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thank you, Dave. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Financial Homestretch with David Pilatus.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for Financial Homestretch. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact David Pilatus at Senior Advantage at 435-986-9222 or visit managedwealthadvantage.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Financial Homestretch.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.